VentureCast.
Welcome back to How the Hell Do You Find Your Purpose? We started talking about this a couple episodes ago, and I explained how, to me, finding your purpose is about coming home to yourself, knowing what you want. It's not something you can find outside of your body. If you haven't listened to that, stop now, go back and listen, and then come back, and we're going to talk about how to actually make that happen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're listening to Permission to Live. I'm your host and certified life coach, Melissa Lyon West. Here on Permission to Live, we're going to share powerful stories of women who turned a midlife crisis into a badass life. We'll share the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes when you finally say yes to yourself and why it is always worth it. Okay, now that we know what it actually means to find your purpose, coming home to yourself, I'm going to share you 3 really actionable steps to get you started. So the first one is identifying your core values. I have a whole class on this coming up because I think it's that important. This is one of the very, very, very first things that I have all my clients do. Your core values are the principles or beliefs that you consider not just important in your life, but really how you want everything to show up in your life. These values are so different. They're so personal. And they can include things like honesty, compassion, creativity. I will tell you, my very top core value is freedom. And that shows up in every aspect of my life. And knowing that, it helps me choose where I'm going and where I'm putting my time and my money and my energy. So to identify your core values, you ask yourself what matters the most to you and what you stand for, but how you want your whole life to manifest before you. Like I said, freedom is my top. Pleasure is also one of my top ones. I'm doing things that feel good for my body and my mind and my soul. And I use all of that to make my decisions and know where I'm headed next. And all of that is revolving around coming back and knowing myself. So that's the very first step. I think it is vital to know your core values before you can really know yourself and where you want to go and how you want to show up. Number 2 is really about exploring your interests and strengths. There's a bunch of different ways to do this, but some of my favorite ways are the Enneagram, human design. If you're more into like the woo-woo astrological shit, I think human design is super interesting. It has helped me learn so much about myself. And one of the things that learning things about like the Enneagram or human design, even things like Strength Finder, I love all of those. What it does is it helps you understand how you're moving through this world, and it almost gives you permission to be the way that you are, to fall in love with who you are rather than try to conform into what other people or what you think other people want from you. And when you learn more about yourself, you learn how these things that maybe you haven't loved, maybe you think that they're, you know, they're not great, you don't super like them, but you see how they're your strength and how you can lean more into that. You can also reflect on activities and tasks and things that show up in your life that really energize you and bring you joy. If you can visualize me sitting at my desk and I just want you to think, if something drains me of joy, I want you to imagine me sitting here and my back starts to arch and I start to lean forward. Not arch, it starts to hump. And then my shoulders drag down and I'm just downcast and I'm heavy. That is the body language that you will have when something is draining you of energy. Pay attention to the things in your life that make you fold inward, close down. I also want you to identify the opportunities and the things and the places and the people and the relationships that make you sit up straight, shoulders back, like you're taking a big, deep inhale. Those things, that is what brings you energy. That is what brings you life and vitality. Focus on those. Focus on that. Whatever it is, the relationships or people that are infusing you with energy. Okay, so first of all, identify your core values. Second of all, explore your interests and your strengths. And lastly, be curious. In all of this, if something sparks an idea, a little bit of excitement, follow that. Just explore it for a few days, a few weeks, and see where it leads. Not everything has to be the end all be all, know everything. It can be something that it just, I mean, we're meant to be curious, right? Like if we're not going to take time to be curious and enjoy the unknown, be a little adventurous, we lose so much of what life has for us. That can involve things you might not have considered before. It can involve traveling to new places, volunteering for a cause that you're just interested about, learning a new skill, not to make it mean anything, doesn't have to lead to your next career. It could just be a class that you found interesting. Pay attention to what you enjoy and what feels meaningful to you. By being curious and open-minded, you can discover parts of yourself and what fulfills you in your life. I had a client that passed somebody in the gym and felt like, oh, I'm really curious about that person. There's something about their energy. Struck up a conversation. Ended up that person taught a class on something that my client was super interested in about. She went and took the class, and it opened up this whole part of her that she didn't even know existed before that, just because she followed her curiosity. And that is a really fun way to get to know yourself and get to know what lights you up. None of this has to be hard. None of it has to be heavy. It's not the secret that some almighty being is trying to keep from you. It is just one little step at a time, learning about yourself, holding that really lightly and coming at it with curiosity. Okay, so identify your core values, explore your interests and your strengths, and then lastly, be curious and explore. I think this can be such a jumping off point to know more about yourself and how you want to show up in this world. I have a class coming up that talks about this very first step, about coming home to yourself, knowing who you are and what you want. And I walk step by step through all of this, tangible activities and practices that we're going to do in the class. So at the end, you will know your core values and you will know vital information about yourself. I am so excited to teach this. It is the 25th of April, so just in a week. And I'm going to put the link to the class below. I still have early bird pricing up for a few more days. And it's super affordable because I want everybody to be able to have this information. Because once you know who you are and what you want, man, it empowers you, it gives you confidence, it gives you clarity. It's amazing, and I hope to see you there. That's all for now, but I'm going to be back next Wednesday with another awesome episode. In the meantime, if you're feeling like you're on the first half of this life-changing awakening, you're ready for action, but you need clarity because you don't know what the hell to do next, then you've got to get on my email list. That's where I talk about walking with fear, gaining confidence, and living a life that serves you. You can sign up to receive my free guide called Unlocking Your Bad Bitch Magic. In this roadmap, you get the exact steps that I use to go from scared people pleaser to a confident badass. So that you can figure out your very next step. You can find it at melissalionwest.com/free or in the show notes below. Okay, I'll see you back here next week.
Electric Acid. Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage behind the scenes of show business spanning over 4 decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Upper.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electric Cat production.
See you there.
Electric Acid.